The fall seems like a time when most people will bring out that big crankbait or go out on a ledge or maybe even fish in a creek with a crankbait, but springtime can be equally effective. And with me today is Brennan Bosley. And Brennan, you've got some techniques that you use in the spring with a crankbait and some keys to how to make that work. Tell me about those if you would.
Well, Terry, you know, I love cranking a crankbait during the spring. And, you know, the first thing I look for is the day's getting a little longer. You can tell the shadows are getting a little shorter in the spring. And, you know, if the day's that all fishermen dream of. It's longer days are warming up a little bit, and I normally start cranking a lot earlier than a lot of people do. I start cranking as soon as I see a little activity on the lake. You know, the shad aren't dying off anymore. They're still in the big balls, but they're you don't see them fluttering like they do when they're dying off. The lake's warmed up. Maybe 2 or 3 degrees is all it's warmed up since wintertime. And that's when I pick up that crankbait rod and really cover some water with it.
As you look at the season, you know, a lot of people think, well, you know, you got to get with the shad, you got to follow the bait and all that kind of stuff. And that really is a fall thing, but it also sounds like it's a spring thing as well.
Well, it actually is, but in the springtime, pre-spawn, 99% of the time, you'll find a crawfish-covered crankbait tied on my rod. These fish, they're used to eating crawfish, especially in the lakes that I'm normally fishing, rocky-type lakes. And in the springtime, a crawfish is great for them because it's real high in protein and normally real easy to catch that time of the year because the water's still cool and the crawfish are just coming out of hibernation. So I'm not actually throwing a shad pattern crankbait. The shad in the area does help, keeps the fish in the mood for feeding, but I'm going to be throwing a crawfish-colored crankbait.
Well, what are some of the models and what depths are you fishing? Give me some of those ideas if you would.
I fish a bunch of different crankbaits in the early spring. I normally start with a wiggle wart crankbait. It's one of my favorite crankbaits. I've got a bunch of old ones from years ago that they really seem to produce, and it goes against, you know, it goes against everything you've read textbook-wise. It's a real wide, wobble, erratic crankbait. I think it's more of a reaction bite. You know, that crankbait comes over a piece of wood or over a rock and just kind of turns upside down and wobbles real big, and the fish can't help but react to that. And that's one of my strategies in cold water cranking. I fish, believe it or not, I fish faster in the real cold water than I do in the warmer water, and that is because I'm trying to cover as much water and pick up those 5 or 6 or maybe 7 active fish in a period of a day.
This wiggle wart has gained so much notoriety in cold weather, if it's Table Rock or wherever it may be, and there's a reason for that, but the old style seems to be better than the new ones they produce, and kind of give me your feel on why.
Well, they've changed the content of the plastic. The plastic that makes up the new bait is a little more buoyant, and it's more consistent, so you don't get the erratic action. The old ones, if we call it, they hunt. They get down there and they get on the bottom, and instead of just running in a straight line back to the boat, they go side to side. You know, they may swing out 3 or 4 foot side to side, and they're actually hunting. They look like a bird dog or a rabbit dog on the ground, you know, hunting out. And it really creates an erratic motion, especially when it runs into something. Like I said earlier, that bait may turn completely upside down after it hits something. And then as soon as you feel it turn back right and start wobbling again, it's normally when you get bit.
Well, you're bouncing it off rocks, you're bouncing it off logs. How do you fish, you know, a crankbait around vegetation if you have it?
Well, that's something else I really love to do. And I normally stick to, that time of the year, a rattle trap bait. Strike King's got a new bait coming out this year. It's called the Red Eye Shad. I have not thrown it yet, but it's awesome looking. I'm really excited about throwing it. And I actually fish it real fast, too. I'm fishing it just fast enough to keep it above the vegetation. And any time it gets hung in that vegetation, I rip it out. I fish it with a little bit heavier rod than most people do, so I can really rip that bait free. And that's normally when you create your reaction strike, when that bait's just ripping free of that grass.
All right, we've talked about baits a little bit here, but now I got to get you on location. You know, where are the places you're going to look first? And when you get ready, when this cold water, you know, you're talking 50 degrees probably or around there, where are some of the locations you're going to be looking?
You know, I normally start in 43 to 44, sometimes 45 degree waters when I start really cranking. And I'm going to start with my, you know, my northern exposure pockets and creeks. I normally like to start in an actual creek, a creek that actually has, you know, a major creek running into the back of it, not just a long, narrow pocket that looks like a creek. I like a defined creek channel in that creek. And I key on rock changes. That's 90% of the time, that's what I'll be fishing. I look for either where the big, huge rocks turn into chunk-type rocks, or a chunk-type rock may turn into a gravel rock. And, you know, it varies from day to day, but the fish will let you know. You know, all you got to do is hit three or four different key areas, and you'll find out, hey, the fish today are on gravel banks with a few chunk rocks mixed in. And that's normally a pattern that you can run throughout the lake. And, you know, like I said, it's something I do early in the year, but I cover a lot of water now. I mean, I'm really moving the boat a lot faster than most people think. You know, my Minn Kota trolling motor is on about 50% at least. And the guy in the back of the boat, he's usually at a loss because I'm 45 in the bank and I'm just going and going and going. But, you know, I'm looking for those key active fish, and usually those active fish are the biggest fish in that body of water.
Well, it amazes me, you know, if you drew a line across the center of the country and drew it about 400 miles wide, you'd find out that crankbaiting is so important to a lot of those folks. You know, David Fritz, of course, comes to mind. A lot of guys in the Arkansas and Kentucky and Tennessee, those areas, they live and breathe with those. And it's amazing to me just how many different ways you can fish them. You've looked at now, you're talking about that rattle trap bait, and you're fishing it over vegetation, doing some of those kind of things. How about open water conditions? What are you doing there?
Open water, I'm the same thing, just covering water. I want to bounce that bait off of anything I can, especially that time of the year. You're looking for the reaction strike, and, you know, a stump, maybe just a flat bank that's got one big rock on it. That's what happened last year at South Carolina when I was catching all those big fish, and I was catching those on a deep flat A that would run just deep enough that it would get down there and bounce off some big rocks, rocks the size of a truck. And those fish are just suspended around those rocks in that cooler water. But as soon as something just crashes off of it, they can't help it. I mean, they come after it, and you'd see two or three of them chasing it, and there was times I had two on the same bait.
Well, key ingredients always, when you hear the old ways that people thought, tight wobble in the springtime and then, you know, also erratic wobble in the fall, but you kind of displaced that.
Yeah, you know, I do throw some tight wobbling baits, but I normally start with a wiggle wart for me. If that doesn't work, I pick up a flat-sided bait, like a deep flat A. Strike King's got a new one out. It's a balsa wood bait called the Stealth Shad. It's got a little bit wider wobble than just a flat-sided bait. It's a lot like a shad wrap, and it's going to be an excellent springtime bait. And, you know, I'll play with it, but I usually go one extreme or the other. I usually go the wiggle wart with a wide, crazy wobble, or I'll go to something flat with a real tight wobble.
Well, I'm going to get personal with you a little bit. I know you've been fishing the FLW Trail as a Yamaha Pro and have been working very diligently to try to get to the upper echelons of that thing. How is that going for you, and what do you think about professional fishing up to now?
Well, you know, it's been going real well for me, and I've been real fortunate, real blessed with the success I've had in the past couple of years. And, you know, professional fishing right now, I think they've just kind of scratched the surface. There's things coming up that are unreal. You know, we're going to be fishing for $1 million next year, Terry. Our championship, somebody that's a ranger owner is going to walk away with $1 million. And then Yamaha has a program where they match half of that. So, you know, there's potential out there to become a millionaire catching bass. And there's already people that have done it, but I think you're going to see a lot more in the future.
Well, I think it would really help with that new house you're building, right?
Yeah, that'd be real nice. Maybe I could finish it up.
Put those new sinks in and take care of the light fixtures and some of those things. I'm sure $1.5 million would take care of that.
I believe it would. I believe I could finish it on that.
Well, Brendan, I guess, you know, one thing that folks need to know is it's sometimes you have to go against the grain a little bit. And when you're thinking about bass fishing in particular, springtime cranking can be very, very good.
Yeah, it really can. And a lot of people overlook it. A lot of people really slow down and fish a jig or suspend a jerk bait, but you know, there's times during the spring that you can get just as many or more bites on a crankbait. So my suggestion is just, you know, if you think it may work, don't hesitate to pick it up, because normally it will work for you.
Well, best of luck to you in the upcoming year, and look forward to some fun springtime crankbait fishing.
Thank you very much.
I'm Terry Brown. This has been Bass Fan Radio.